good job by the Umbie defense to not let that happen.
Memphis coming back out in the screen, spread formation, excuse me. Like Dave said, probably covered that screen pass very well. And it's a roll to the right going out for the option, but Hagman keeps it for himself, and in doing so only gets about a yard out of the play. Pushes it up to about second and four now after a yard gain from Hagman. He's out to the 36-yard line of his own turf. 6:50 left before halftime. Hubley still with that 8-point lead, 22-14.
The senior tackle, Austin Bisher, not fooled on that option play. It just sticks with the quarterback and brings him down.
This is the seventh drive, so six complete. We've had five touchdowns in six drives tonight. Not too bad if you're an offensive coordinator. Third and five for the Memphis Yellow Jackets. Spread formation each way, two receivers out wide, and Bowles in the backfield with Hagman. Hagman looking back to pass, looking to his left. He has number 33 open, but Ubley's interception. Oh, the official says incomplete. It hit the ground. The pass was intended for number 33, Sean Berry. Nick Sweeney leaped up, read the pass, and went up for it on a jump ball. Nick Sweeney brought it down, but the official says no incomplete pass. The three officials are now talking this one over, and it is, in fact, an incomplete pass. That's kind of hard to believe. That looked like a clean pick for me. Sweeney grabbed it in midair. I'm not sure if he lost it on the way down and we were blocked by it or something. The official saw something we didn't.
It wasn't too far from us either, Clark. It looked like, though, when he came down with the ball, he used his hands to sort of ease the fall. And if the ball touched the ground there, that may have been what the official seen. All in all, good play by Sweeney regardless. I would say that he made that interception, though.
Fourth and four, fourth and five for Memphis. Twain trips left and a receiver to the right. Bowles in the backfield with Hagman in the shotgun. 6:11 left in the second quarter. Hagman rolling to his left, looking to pass. Here comes an ugly defender and the second ugly defender, and he comes down with the sack right in the backfield. A loss of three. That is number 67, Kyler Krupeski, the senior tackle, 6'1", 170 pounds, brings down Hagman.
Number 71, Scott Shepard, the sophomore, first one to get contact with him. I think he drew a holding penalty on the way.
And that is going to be declined. That's going to be a turnover of downs. So that's the second turnover of downs for Memphis. And now up the defense, back out onto the field. Scott Shepard there. Started that whole turnover there.
He forced him out of the pocket and actually forced an offensive lineman there to grab him from behind by the jersey, leading to the sack there.
First and 10 with a very short field ahead of them. They only have 34 yards between them and a touchdown with 6:03 left before halftime. Ubley leading by 8, 22-14. This is a handoff to the right side to number 5, Kurt Chabosky. He lunges forward for about 5, 6 yards out to the 29-yard line. And it's going to bring up second and about manageable, second and five. Second and four, in fact. So 6 yard gain for Krupeski.
Just another carry for Kirk Krupeski. A solid 4, 5, 6 yards, right up the middle, running hard.
And it looks like we had an official timeout on the field. We're trying to figure something out here. We have a down player.
Is he holding his arm, Clark?
We're not quite sure. He's rolling around on the ground now. Now he's laying on his back. Memphis coaches are coming out to check him out. At 5:39 before halftime, Ubley leads 22-14. That down player. You never like to see this, especially this early in the season. I think almost you like get almost got the wind knocked out of him.
It could be. It looks like he's checking a chest area.
So it's been an action-packed game this far to this point. The first four drives we had were touchdowns for both teams, two apiece, then a turnover of downs for Memphis, then Ubley came back and scored, then Memphis with another turnover of downs, and now Ubley back on the field with a very short field to work with. Memphis coach is still checking out the down player. We haven't even got a number on him yet. As both teams getting a much needed drink of water. Something I need, in fact.
Make that two of us.
A lot of hot air in the small booth there, that's for sure. Second and four for Ubley. And they bring him up, and he looks like he's just a little bit limping on his right side, but now it just seems to be a little...
45, David Gadke, guy making a lot of tackles on defense for Memphis.
He's one of their linebackers on defense, a tight end on offense. And saunters back into the huddle. I wouldn't be surprised if that was a hard stinger. But then again, he also looks a little out of it. You're always fearing a concussion in these situations.
He kind of looks like he's holding on to his right side, whether it's a stinger in the hip, like you said, or maybe even a little higher up than that.
Could have been, I'm thinking worse here, but it could be a cracked rib or it could be anything. Something you won't find out until you're laying in your bed and you can't breathe tonight.
I imagine if it hurt that bad, he might not be breathing so good right now.
Well, you still got a lot of adrenaline running through there. Probably with an 8-point lead, 22-14. Free medical information provided by Dave Hanson and Chuck Ramsey. 5:30 left in the first half here. Ubley with the ball, short field to work with, 34 yards to go. Second and 4, hands a handoff to Kabowski, breaks free of his first tackler, sheds off 2 more, and gets across to the 19-yard line into the red zone of Memphis. And it's going to be a first down by about 7 yards, gain of 10 on the play from Kurt Kabowski. 61 carries, 61 yards for Kabowski on 10 carries. That's a pretty good average. We've seen some big numbers, some big plays, primarily David Rakowski with a 37-yard scamper and then Nick Sweeney with a 46 and a 26. That adds up quickly. They now have over 200 yards rushing, 205 to be precise. Nothing through the air.
The workhorse tonight, though, has been Kirk Kabatsky. As you can see, 4, 5, 6, sometimes 8 or 9 yards to carry.
And this is a handoff to number 20, David Rakowski, right up the gap. And he pushes forward about 7, 8 yards. That didn't look like much, but all of a sudden he just got a lot of yards. Gain of 7 on the play brings up 2nd and 3 at the 12-yard line of Memphis. Clock continues to wind down. Oh, that was number 40, Ryan Hay. Seven-yard gain for number 40, Ryan Hay. T-formation for Sweeney under center, right side of your radio. It's a handoff right up the middle. Didn't you see the number on that one? A whole bunch of white jerseys swarming him down there. Number 5, Kirk Tabowski. Gains about 2 yards on the play, brings up 3rd and 2.
Number 52, Bo Heidlich makes the tackle. Led by many other Memphis players at that.
Critical 3rd and 2 here for Ubley, staying on Memphis' 11-yard line. With 4 minutes to play in the first half, leading by 8, 22-14 over Memphis.
Wouldn't be surprised to see Sweeney keep the ball in his hand a little longer here, whether he runs it to the outside or possibly gets outside the pocket and pitches it.
Memphis brings 10 men in the box. Sweeney keeps it for himself around the right side. He tries to cut back in the middle and gets dragged down finally at the 2-yard line. That's a gain of 9 yards for Sweeney and a new set of downs coming up for the Bearcats. It's now 1st and goal at the 2-yard line.
Right around the first down marker, there was that juke move again. He made another guy miss before eventually Connor Kovac brings it down.
So 3:42 now before halftime, Ubley with an 8-point lead. Their first lead in the night, in fact. They were trailing up to this point. Ubley 2 for 3 on their 2-point conversions, which is making the difference right now. Officials talk, walking over to the Ubley sideline. There's a flag on the field. It's a flag against Ubley. Couldn't quite see the signal. Dave, do you see that?
No, Clark, I didn't see it. If they're backing up, though, it looks like if we got 10 yards, it must have been a holding call.
That's what it's appearing.
Yeah, it appears to be a holding call down the field.
So don't even think of it in the last play. Don't even look at it. Don't even think about it. And delete those 9 yards out of your stat book. So now, going from a 3rd and 1, we've now had a 1st and goal from the 2-yard line. We're now facing a 3rd and 14 from Memphis' 24-yard line. That's just a little bit of a swing of things.
Yeah, I didn't see that flag come into play here. Maybe Sabuth, I don't know. I didn't have a good angle there.
3:20 left before halftime, 22-14. Ubley, Sweeney keeps it for himself. Looking back to pass from the right side, now he has to keep it for himself. Except a sack comes from the Memphis defense, number 28. That is Chris McHugh. The cornerback comes on the blitz and drags him down the backfield. It's a loss of 5 on the play. Now back out.